Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, back to more innocent family matters. It's that time of year again when parents all over the country are mounting military-style operations to de-louse their kids. Laura Dowling, the fabulous pharmacist, is here to tell us everything we need to know. Welcome, Laura.
Hello.
So, are we deep into head lice season now?
Yeah, we're into October now. They're all in school, so yeah, we're deep into it.
Okay, so as all parents know, this is not a simple operation. Like, you practically need to know the louse, the lice life cycle, like their breeding habits, everything. So the first step is you have to find a live louse. Is that right?
Yeah. If you find a live louse, you can be more or less guaranteed your child's infested. So it's a good idea to check your kids regularly, actually, this time of year. And it's really important that parents don't panic. This isn't a sign of dirtiness. Lice just love any kind of hair. Clean, dirty, long, short. They just love them. So
do you have to go? You have to go actively looking. Will they make themselves known?
Not really, yeah. No. And the itching actually really can only happen when the scalp becomes sensitive to the lice. It becomes sensitive to the lice saliva and feces. So you can be infested for a number of weeks before you see a child starting to itch.
Okay.
Your face is.
I'm back at the louse feces all over. Okay, so we're into the fine tooth comb then. Yeah. That's the searching mechanism then. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can generally, you know, you just need to sometimes just part some of the hair, and you can actually see them. You can see the little eggs or little grey things. You know, a little bit just near the root of the hair shaft, and then the lice can be generally around the nape of the neck and the behind the ears can be where they're found, but they can be anywhere in the hair. And yeah, you do need to just go and look. They may not necessarily, you know, appear unless there's a really serious infestation where that you'll actively see them crawling on the top of the head.
Nice. So if we find lice on one child in the house, do we treat everybody then?
No. Don't treat everyone, check everyone. And because treating everyone can be very expensive, the head lice treatments can be, you know, ranging from about 15, 16 euro up to about 20 euro. And they'll only do a certain amount of treatments on them. So if you're treating everyone, first of all, it'd be very expensive. And second of all, there is a school of thought that the lice can become resistant to it. Now,
super lice.
So, I know, yeah. But that isn't 100% accurate because it's a, you know, it's a pesticide and it's a neurotoxin to the lice. So it's difficult for them to become resistant to it. However, if you're treating everyone in the house for no reason, it's laborious. And then it's also very costly.
Okay. So sometimes, like, schools will send out an email saying everyone treat the kids like on the same day to try and break the cycle and just do it. You wouldn't agree with that.
If schools are doing that, they shouldn't. Okay. They should say, check your child and certainly fine tooth comb. And fine tooth combing is actually the way you can absolutely eliminate them if you are doing it correctly. Because even the head louse treatments, whether they be the mechanical treatments, the pesticides, or the smotherers, which dehydrate the lice, very rarely they can penetrate the eggs. So the eggs are quite resistant to the treatments out there, and it's really only by fine tooth combing. So I would always recommend people to, first of all, fine tooth comb the hair.
Okay.
Then treat with the treatment, and then fine tooth comb every day. And in that way, you'll make sure that you're getting rid of them, because what will happen is it just takes one female and male to mate, and then the cycle starts again. They live for about 35 days. After the eggs are laid, which is about 2 days after the female reaches adulthood, she's slightly bigger than the male. After those, she can lay about 8 eggs a day. And the cycle just repeats itself if you don't keep fine tooth combing the hair to get the head lice out. So the best thing you can invest in is one of those little white fine tooth combs and just keep doing it. And particularly kids with longer hair, it can be, you know, it can be tricky and laborious. But if you just wet the hair and add conditioner to it, it can make it really easy to just fine tooth comb it out. And I've done it myself where I've just managed to get rid of them without even using the treatments.
Okay. And how long do you have to do that for?
I would recommend that, because the life cycle is 35 days, I would recommend that you're definitely doing it for at least 21 days continuously.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. And the problem that people will have is they'll come into the pharmacy and go, my child's infected again. But the reality probably is that they never got rid of them properly in the first place. So first and foremost, follow the instructions in the pack. There's a reason why most packs have the fine tooth comb in them, because that is really the essential way to get rid of them. And then also for little kiddies, like it's normal for kids, little small ones, particularly junior infants, senior infants, you know, they sit beside each other and they're like, you know, they cuddle into each other and they touch heads. Like the lice don't jump from one head to the next, they crawl. So it's trying to tell your kids not to be too close to their friends, which is nearly impossible. So tie your kids' hair up if the hair is long. Put longer, you know, kids with that long hair into a bun even at their hair. Sometimes hair gel in boys' hair will work as well, because it just is an extra, avoids the, you know, the hair kind of like being fluffy and yeah. moving on someone else's head as well if they're touching heads.
Okay. There's a person here saying, I get how the lice spread, right? We know it needs head-to-head contact. Where does the very first child in the chain get them, considering how considering how costed and clean kids are these days? But that
it's
is the
around.
Thing. Patient zero. Who is it?
Well, it's someone from many, many years ago. It's been around since, I suppose, humans have been around. And we're never actually completely rid of them. But okay. It's when children start back to school and they're all in close confines with each other and there's a continuous cycle. And sometimes it's just difficult to get that cycle broken, particularly if there's a few kids in the class that are quite resistant or you know, it's difficult for their parents to get rid of them or be consistent with the fine tooth combing. That can take ages, especially if you've, you know, more than one or two kids.
Okay, treatments don't work, says this texter. The only way is combing out and checking every day or two for 10 days. No need for treatment if you do it that way. But you are saying we can do without the treatments
you absolutely can. And actually, there's a bit of a short supply. There's a and treatments as well. So at the minute, there can be a difficult with the supply of them too. So I'm just telling people like not to panic. To be consistent with the fine tooth comb, really, really important. The treatments, they do work if they're used properly. And I would always say read the instructions carefully, because some the treatments are different. They vary in times. And even if, you know, the time says leave it on for 5 minutes, I'd always go double that, leave it on for 10 just in case.
Is the pesticide better than the smothering dehydration?
Not necessarily. No. The smothering, the dehydration one can sometimes be, it can be used overnight. It can be used in kids sometimes that may have sensitive to smells and to, you know, they might have asthma or things like that too. So it's important to, if you do go in and you're looking for a treatment, to ask the pharmacist or the healthcare assistant behind the counter which one might be best for you.
Okay, so people have various folk remedies here. We always used olive oil when we were young. It always worked with head lice.
Well, it's probably smothering them in a way, but I'm sure that if you used olive oil, your mother or father was fine tooth combing the hair as well.
Anyway, so you know, olive oil was a placebo.
And that's the reality is it's just fine tooth comb it every single day and you will get rid of them, but you need to be consistent. I have a friend who used to pop, crack the eggs. She had a thing. she'd go through and she loved it. You know, she'd always be like, do you have any kids with any head? Like, she used to love them.
With her nails.
Yeah, with her nails. And you can actually hear them crack.
Omelette. Someone else saying cover the head in mayonnaise overnight. It smothers lice.
I've heard of that too. I'm assuming it will smother it. I haven't looked at the evidence behind it.
Fair enough. Someone else saying, it's so expensive. We need to do it weekly at some point. This person has had tea tree oil recommended as a cheaper option.
So tea tree oil won't kill them. There isn't really evidence to suggest that it causes them to not like the hair. Sometimes people put it in it as a repellent. The evidence there is limited, if it's even there at all. So I wouldn't be necessarily recommending that. I just say, you know, keep it simple. Buy the fine tooth comb, go through the hair religiously, and you will probably be able to get rid of them that way if you are consistent. No, you definitely will be, but you need to be consistent.
Okay, someone else is saying as a preventative that tea tree oil shampoo.
Okay, well,
it scares them off.
I don't know if the evidence is there, and I can't come on, but I do know people that buy them and swear by it, and they say, I've always used tea tree oil shampoo, and my child has never got them, and you know, that's brilliant, but that's anecdotal.
Yeah. There's been a theme of the show today, science versus, you know, conspiracy theories. There's obviously a lot of conspiracy theories out there. Now, it's important, I think, what you said earlier on there, Laura, that there is no shame in this. It doesn't mean you're dirty or anything, because I think people can be reluctant to tell the school, because then I think people do feel the first person who says it is then thought of as vector. patient zero. But you should tell.
Absolutely, you just tell them, because if the school sends home a note and just says, just check your child for head lice, there's much less chance, if everyone's checking, that, you know, children will keep coming in and keep infecting their classmates, because that is just what happens. And that's why it increases the minute kids go back to school.
Yeah.
Because they're excited to see each other after the summer, and especially little junior infants, senior infants, they're just so close together all the time. And
I've heard of a few teens recently as well.
Selfies. Sure, they're taking selfies of each other, and, you know, with the heads close together. So there'll be a reason why all they need is a little junior infant in their household, which actually happened to me years ago. I was doing my Leaving Cert, and my brother, he was 10 at the time, he gave me lice. So, you know, it can easily happen.
Okay, so that answers this texter. Can adults get lice? The focus always seems to be children. So the adults certainly can. I think there are certainly mothers and fathers in Ireland will agree with that. Do we have to disinfect all the pillows and the bed sheets and all
they
that?
They don't live off the head for very long. They love the heat of the head and your blood. So that's what they're feeding off. That's what they're living off. So they don't last very long. So this idea of having to disinfect the whole house and boil, wash, everything is just nonsensical. So maybe change your pillowcases, but that's as far as I go in my house. And
okay.
It's served me well.
And you're the fabulous pharmacist. So that'll do me. Laura Dowling, the fabulous pharmacist. Thank you very much.